And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
And welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Mexa. We're in the world headquarters here at Let's Talk Hookup right next to Fisherman's Landing in San Diego for our very first show back home on the Mightier 1090 here. And we have a very appropriate guest, Mr. Ron Lane from Fastlane Kayaks is here. We're going to be having some fun and lots of good times here on our new comeback here on the Mightier 1090. You stay tuned. This is Southern California's sport fishing voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090. Your San Diego County Ford dealer knows that vehicles are not one size fits all. Looking for a truck to handle both work and play? The LEC covered with its military grade aluminum alloy body and high strength steel frame and smart technology. Like the available Pro Trailer Backup Assist to help you back up your boat with the turn of a dial. Or do you need a vehicle that's ready for your next adventure? The Ford Ranger is standing by, so grab your gear and let's go. This adventure-ready truck has an available terrain management system that has four selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Is an SUV more your speed? No problem. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have those too. The 2020 Ford Explorer has been completely redesigned inside and out and has available third-row power fold seats to easily accommodate more passengers or cargo and available twin-panel moonroof to let the outdoors in. Visit buyfordnow.com to learn more or visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Don't give up on finicky fish and light bites. The secret to getting more bites is thinner leader for more natural presentations. That's where Seaguar Gold Label Leader Material shines. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet. 18% thinner and 17% stronger than any other Seaguar leader. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates on leader-shy fish. With exceptional knot and tensile strength, this advanced leader material has been proven all season long on finicky tuna as big as 100 pounds on 40-pound tests. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
There are plenty of boat slips and marinas in San Diego, but there is only one Kona Kai. It's not just a place to park your boat. It's a way of life here in America's finest city. Come check out what's new at the Kona Kai. 170 luxury guest rooms, including 41 brand new suites featuring contemporary island-inspired decor, deep soaking tubs, and oversized balconies. The Kona Kai Resort Spa and Marina has multiple swimming pools and a private beach, waterfront restaurants, and an award-winning spa, most of which is included for marina tenants. Add the Kona Kai Club to your membership and you have access to the new Paloma Pool Bar, a new and exclusive pool area for adults only, which allows guests to enjoy poolside craft cocktails and California coastal cuisine while overlooking your boat. In addition to all this, Kona Kai is the closest marina to the open ocean. Check resortkonakai.com on the web for more information. To reserve a slip or inquire about joining the club. The Kona Kai Resort, much more than just a place to park your boat.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, man. How great does it feel to be back home on the Mightier 1090? This
it's
is really
awesome,
cool,
man.
Buddy.
So stoked to be here.
This
and
is awesome.
I want to be very thankful for all the people that made this happen over at Sports Grid and, of course, at the Mightier 1090. Sure appreciate all the hard work that we have done over the last couple of weeks to make this day ready for you out there. And the Mightier 1090 never ceases to amaze me how good that signal is. Mike Lum, who now lives up in Tehachapi, which is like, where the heck is Tehachapi?
Yeah, I had to ask this morning.
he's listening to us in his driveway at the Mightier 1090. Society, which is great, and the Herald, of course, all the way up to Paso Robles, and then now our audience up in L.A. and Orange County and Riverside County and Santa Barbara County, Ventura County, including San Diego County, east too, over into Imperial Valley, can now listen to us on the Mitre 1090 or the Let's Talk Hookup app, either way.
That's the beauty of this transition, is nothing changed with the app, which so many people have enjoyed listening to. It just added. It just added back what was missing.
Yeah. You know what about the app that I like?
Yeah.
Is a lot of times you'll have somebody talking about something I'm really interested in, and I don't have I'm driving or I don't have a pen or something. You can just go back.
Yeah.
And check out what they said.
Yeah.
What size was that? Yeah. What hook was that?
Yeah. Right. Well, our man Adam always archives every show
right.
On the app as well as on our website, so you can always go back and listen to reruns. So.
Yeah. The phone app's good.
Yeah. Oh, it's great. Yeah. But we're thrilled to be back
totally.
On the Mitre 1090
totally.
And that huge signal. Good morning, Ron Lane.
Hey, Ron.
How are you guys?
Man,
yeah,
we're
I'm happy
stoked.
To be here.
Yeah, we're happy you're here.
Well,
you're always the happiest one, Ron.
Well, you know what? How can you not be happy living here? I mean, the surfing's been crazy good. The weather's been good. The fishing's been great. I saw Greg Trompas on the dock yesterday, and he is still giggling about big fish.
Yeah.
You can't get anything out of them, but he's going, they're there. They're just hard to get.
Yeah.
So, yeah, what an incredible place to live. And yeah. I'm happy to be here with you guys because you are the voice of sport fishing.
Yeah, well, that's cool. So you're the voice of kayak fishing. And what's been going on in the kayak world? The guys are getting some yellow and all kinds of good stuff, right?
Well, yeah, things are happening. And I got to tell you, the hoop netting guys are grinning.
Hoop netting from a kayak. Wait a minute.
I know.
Catching lobsters on a kayak at night.
And I got to tell you, I didn't realize how many guys do that, but when we came in from bluefin fishing, we were coming in the evening, I couldn't believe that channel was full of kayaks.
Just lit up.
Whoa. Lit up. And I want to warn you guys, when you've been fishing tuna all day and we're coming in a big boat, it's hard to see, so put some extra lights on.
Yeah.
Get a flashlight to shine at us.
Yeah, no doubt about it, for sure. But you got to make sure that you're properly lit and properly visible when you're on a kayak, especially during the day, too, especially at night, though. How many times have you and I been running in from coming in from surfing at the point, and we see kayakers, and sometimes it's a bit breezy, it's hard to see them, right?
I just couldn't believe it. You know, I think that a little bit of attention to safety will go a long ways. You know, and there's getting to be more and more kayakers out there because they can go longer, further, stay out longer. So it's just more kayakers. And the range on these Hobies with the Mirage Drive is great.
Yeah.
So, you know, we'll see them at the point. We'll see them across at the jetty there. Just a word to the kayak fishermen. Light yourself up or put a red flag on it.
Yeah, for sure. So what is hot from Hobie right now? I mean, I see in front of you a huge catalog.
Those ones crack
totally,
me up.
Totally dedicated to fishing on a kayak.
I know. It's amazing. Those guys have put such a commitment into the
good.
Fishing world. And I'm so proud of them for doing that. It's kept me in business for 21 years. We've been selling kayaks. And we've been in sailboat store for 40 years. And the kayaks basically pushed all the sailboats out the door because they just sell so well.
That's pretty awesome.
And we were lucky this year, Pete, because we did have a big preseason buy. So all through the last 9 months, we've had product. Up until just lately, it's been so difficult to get it because the demand has gone through the roof.
Great. Well, true with fishing tackle, boats,
yeah.
And it didn't. And kayaks weren't left out, right?
No. And if you have an RV, if you're selling RVs or fishing tackle or kayaks or bicycles, you're busy.
Yeah.
And now the problem is just getting product. And that's been a real struggle.
Yeah.
I do have, it's really funny, I did a little Instagram yesterday. We do have, and we were lucky to get them, we have 12-foot 360s right now.
Wow.
Oh, jeez.
Those are pro anglers.
Pro angler 360s in the 12-foot.
That's a great boat.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's the one. You know, I talked to Afrin from Warbaits yesterday, and he was going to come in and turn his in to get his new team boat. And I said, no, just wait.
Yeah.
Just wait, because we might not be able to replace it.
Not a lot of boats to spread around right now.
Yeah. Anyway, he absolutely loves that 12.
Yeah. So tell us about what is the 12 Pro Angler, Hobie Pro Angler 12 360. Describe the boat.
Well, you know, they've made the Pro Angler for many years. I believe that 12 came out in 2012,
uh-huh.
And they've made improvements all along. One of the keys that they did to the 12, the Pro Angler 12, is they put a centerboard, they call it a skeg, and that makes the boat track really well. It was pretty squirrely before.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the new boats, they have reverse, they have kick-up mirage drives, they've improved the tackle management in them, the hatches. It's just like every year they do something to tweak that boat and make it better, which is good for me because then I have something that's truly better than the used boat market.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And there's starting to be, you know, or there was starting to be, you know, a lot of used boats. And then those, when this COVID thing hit, those dried up like
everything's got snatched.
Well, everybody wants a recreation, right?
Now, the 12-foot Pro Angler is 2 inches narrower than the 14.
Oh, it is.
It's a foot and a half shorter.
You can still stand in it, though.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, very stable boat.
Yeah.
And
what's it weigh?
You know, about a ton.
About a ton. They're not light.
No, they're not. None of the kayaks are light.
Yeah.
I was looking at that the other day. Our lightest kayak is 80 pounds.
Really? Fully outfitted with a mirage drive, the whole deal.
Right.
How much does a mirage drive weigh?
But the mirage drive is 8 pounds.
8 pounds.
But that being said, Hobies have really paid attention to how to put that onto your car.
Right.
If you can be sneaky and tricky about it, you don't have to lift the whole kayak like we used to just deadlift them up on top of the car rack.
Right.
Oh, my God, I can't do that anymore. But they have skid plates in the back. They have loaders. They've done better balancing of the beach wheels, you know. And the boats have gotten easy. They're heavier and they're bigger, wider, which means more comfortable, more stable.
It's got to add to the stability.
Oh, yeah. And you know what's funny? The stability, they got wider, and we didn't realize it wouldn't matter to the speed because they got sharper in the bow.
Oh, okay.
So you have a cleaner bow entry, and so you're just as fast, but you're stable.
That's cool.
And everybody wants stable, comfortable, and fast. And that's what Hobies are.
That's cool.
Now, back to that loading thing. Hobie spent a lot of time and money figuring out how to put those things on your car. Mm-hmm. And we have videos online, and we have videos about how to do it. And it's amazing that a lot of people don't realize how easy it is. And that's what something we're going to do early this, you know, in spring, is we're going to do a full clinic on car topping.
Like just a tutorial.
Yep.
This is how easy it is.
Yep, yep.
That's cool.
Yep. The one we show on our store is a fellow named Ron Diaz, which he was at a fishing mission, and he wanted a pro angler. And I said, what kind of car you got? And he goes, I got a Prius. I'm going, a Prius? Woo. Do we get a car rack for that? And so what I did was, I had this side loader I wanted to try, and we put it on the car. I did it by myself really easily.
That's so cool.
And we videoed it, and I'm still using that video to this day. And he's still using that Prius
That's
to this
rad.
Day.
That's cool. I love that, like you say, and you have a – there's a lot of boats for a lot of situations and a lot of people and car and whatever you have. I mean, that's kind of the beauty of Hobie, is that, you know, they make a lot of different options depending on what you're after.
Well, that's true. And that niche, sometimes you're just fishing a pond. Sometimes you just want a small, nimble little kayak. Sometimes you want to, you know, I mean, some guys are fishing the bays around docks and things, and then they're going to La Jolla. So a versatile boat that's fast is so important, especially when you're, La Jolla, what a fishery that is.
Yeah.
And it just keeps on keeping on.
Well, what about the bays? I mean, Mission Bay, San Diego Bay, Newport Bay, Alamitos Bay. I mean, up and down the coast, there's just amazing fishing in the bays right now, right?
And all those guys sitting on the rocks and on the docks, looking out or seeing,
wishing they had a kayak.
And they're seeing kayaks go by.
So for those of our listeners that may not be familiar with the difference between a regular kayak and a Hobie kayak, what's the difference?
Well, when we first started kayak fishing, I mean, back, you know, Pete.
Oh, yeah.
It was paddle out,
yeah.
Try to figure out where to put your paddle while you're trying to figure out how to get
right.
your rod in your hand and cast it. And by that time, you've already drifted off the spot you wanted to be, or maybe the current's taking you away from the bridge or the pylon. So now it's just the Hobie Mirage Drive came out over 20 years ago, and that pedaling thing caught on. And then Hobie said, whoa. This may be a real industry here, fishing kayaks. What a concept.
Yeah.
This little niche of,
yeah.
you know, way back in the old plastic Navy days when they had those tournaments till now, it's just amazing, all the new products. And they've really branched out to have many different kinds. And you know what's funny to me is that when we first started selling kayaks, it was mainly recreational kayaking. Just the fun of going out in the bay and paddling around. Well, it's the same thing now. And the same boat works for both. Everybody wants a comfortable boat, a stable boat, and a fast boat.
Yeah.
If you want a recreational kayak, that's the top three things
yeah, well,
you want.
What else you want? Totally.
And then if you want a fishing kayak, that's the same thing. So here Hobie has basically made these really great products for fishing. And they work really well, and that's pretty much chased all the paddling kayaks out of our store. We just don't even have a paddling kayak.
No
it's kidding. Now gone from the paddle to the pedal.
Yeah.
I mean, let's face it, we don't walk around on our arms.
Yeah,
you
so
walk around on your legs.
Let me ask you this question, Ron. Hobie, do they sell more kayaks to fishermen than they do general recreation?
Oh, I would love to get those numbers, Pete.
Yeah, isn't that would be interesting.
They're so hard to find out what's really going on.
But they're worldwide, right? They're selling
yeah.
stuff all over. But you're one of the largest in the world, right here in San Diego.
Well, as a single door, single door dealership, yeah.
You sell more kayaks. What percentage of your kayaks go out to recreational people?
50-50.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
See, I would have thought that you would sell more to fishermen.
You would think that.
Yeah, but there's a lot of people that love recreating on the Hobie kayak, right?
And the guy that's buying a kayak, he's thinking to himself, well, I used to fish.
Yeah.
I want to have that opportunity
right.
to, you know.
Have that option to put,
you know, maybe
put
you're
a bait
leaving,
tank in it.
Maybe you're leaving it on your boat, you know, down at the marina, or maybe it's something that you go to Mammoth with and you want to have a. And so you take your rod and reel along.
Yeah.
I mean, what a great. I mean,
yeah, it's fun.
Gee.
Yeah.
What?
All of a sudden they get hooked up. There's more new anglers. One thing, I guess there's one thing good about COVID,
yeah.
is there's more new anglers.
The silver lining.
Yeah. Now, because people wanted to find things to do, and then all of a sudden they get in and start fishing, and they go, wait a minute here.
Yeah,
you've
that,
seen it at the tackle store, right, Ricky?
No question.
Wait,
yeah.
That's so true.
And they go out on a half-day boat, or they go out on a full-day boat, and all of a sudden they're hooked,
and
right?
It was such a great year for guys to be new and into it. There was
right.
such good fishing on the Liberty and on the Dolphin, and, you know, the just local half day was very productive, so a guy, and you know, and fishing the bay. I can't tell you how many people came in once we were opened back up again from the first round that, you know, were just wanting to, I want to fish off the rocks. And you set
them
up with some little MC swim baits and some darter heads and some, you know, show how to read a tide book, and they'd come back the week later, oh my God, we you know, and that guy's hooked for life.
Yes.
You know, who knows what, next you know, they're buying a pro angler, and then they're going on a, you know, then they're going on a full day, and it's
yeah.
just, it's been fun. Yeah, lots of new blood, and it was such a good year for guys to get into it because the fishing was so good. So when they gave
right.
it a try this year, then they turned them on, and you know, there was lots of successes more than failures.
No
year.
Question about it. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. A lot to talk about with Mr. Ron Lane from Fast Lane Kayaks.
Yeah, you got it, man. We're going to be having a great time today. So much cool stuff to talk about, so much good information. And if you want to join us, man, we want to hear from you. The brand new call-in number today, 213 area code 432-1090. I'll read it again. 213 832-1090. That's how you reach us here on Let's Talk Hookup this morning. We're going to be taking your phone calls, all the great stuff, talking so much fun, and you can still get us on that Let's Talk Hookup app. Nothing has changed. Jump on the app. It's a free download on your Android device from the Google Play Store, from the App Store on your iPhone. Just fire up the app, and you'll see right off the bat the Text the Show app, and you'll be able to text right to us. We've got lots of great texts coming through already. We're going to be taking those. Or, again, give us that call, 213-432-1090. So much great stuff coming your way. Lots to talk about today. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls, including talking about a great prize we're giving away at the end of the show today. Give us a call, 213-432-1090. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
This is Brandon Hayward with Bite Sport Fishing here to talk about Parker Boats and the crew at West Coast Marine. In the spring of 2013, I bought my first Parker. When it came time to rebrand from one-man charters to Bite Sport Fishing and add to my fleet and start running out of Davies Locker, Newport Beach, and Fisherman's Landing this summer season, I chose a Parker. When clients ask why I chose Parker, I always say, I could have had any boat, but my 2320 is perfect for my white sea bass, offshore, and lobster program. Almost 6,000 hours on my 2320 Pilot House over the past six seasons has shown me that Parker is the ultimate West Coast charter boat. It's what customers expect. These stout workhorses offer everything anglers need, as in a stable platform with huge deck space for our West Coast style of live bait fishing. Parker's a big reason why I run more charters than any other small boat operation in Southern California. I like my 2320 so much that I bought another one. And while you never know what's going to happen with fishing, I know it won't be my last Parker I buy from West Coast Marine. If fishing isn't something you do but who you are, then Parker's for you, be it a one-day charter or a lifetime of ownership. If you're ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to go see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine. Check out their inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hard-working crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and two interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, man. We're having a great time this morning. Phones are already packing up. Again, if you want to get through, 213-432-1090. 213-432-1090.
Indeed. Of course, yeah, we are now on the Mightier 1090. Very proud to be there. I want to thank owner of the station, Bill Hagan, and my buddy, Pat Osborne, for making all this happen. And again, all the great people over at SportsGrid, George and Andrew and Mike and stuff like that. It's been a team effort here, I got to tell you, over the last 3 weeks to put all this together. And And here it is right here, and it's working.
Yeah,
and we're very excited about that for sure. We have our buddy Ron Lane from Fast Lane Kayaks here in Mission Bay. And let's go ahead and take our very first phone line when we're on the big comeback to the Mightier 1090.
You got it. Well, and before we do that, we'll talk about what an amazing prize we're giving away at the end of the show today. That was really cool. Kind of in a Christmas celebration mode to kind of get you into that mode. An awesome prize for one of our lucky callers at the end of the day. So check this out. Somebody at the end of today's show who calls us on Let's Talk Hookup to kind of get things kicked off with our new home on the Mightier 1090 is going to win a $200 shopping spree in Salty Crew gear at Fast Lane Sailing Kayaks. You're going to get to go to the Mission Bay Hub, hang out, and just walk through the store and have a $200 shopping spree of Salty gear.
Sweet.
How cool is that, dude?
Yeah. Thank you,
awesome,
Ron and Jared and the whole crew over at Fast Lane Kayak. So you want to get through. I believe there's one line open. You'll be talking to Andrew on the other end there. He'll set you up and be ready. 213-432-1090 is the phone number.
That's pretty sweet, dude. Hey, let's jump into the phones. They're getting packed up. We're going to start it off. Our first caller on the Mightier 1090 with Eddie. Calls from Vista this morning. What's up, Eddie? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning. Congratulations, Pete.
Thanks.
Thanks, Eddie.
Don't forget Rick, too.
Yeah, I'm getting there. And Ricky and Ron.
Good to hear from you, Eddie.
Hey, listen, Ron, he's a good dude, let me tell you. I got to fish with him for 6 days, and you know, the stories he tells are fantastic, and he's a good fisherman, let me tell you. He's the real deal there.
No, it's just the lucky fisherman.
He has a passion for it, doesn't he? He's one of those guys that just doesn't fade away from the rail, you know?
Well, you know, he listens. He listens to people, and he picks up he picks up all the tips on what to do. And I watched him a lot. He's a good guy.
That trip
and he
was
tells
so
really
amazing.
Great stories. Really great stories. And let me before I stop, I just want to say. The Mighty 1090, I'm so stoked that you're on the Mighty 1090, and I know my buddy Peter and Hemet has got to be really stoked because he hadn't been able to listen to you for a couple of years. So
that's
thank
fantastic.
You for that.
Well, we're thrilled. Hey, Eddie, thanks to hear from you, and thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
No doubt about it. All
you're
right,
welcome.
Let's jump right back into him, talk to Dennis. Dennis is calling us from San Diego this morning. Hi, Dennis. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Home, guys.
Okay.
It's been a while.
Thank you very much.
About 2 years, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, listen, welcome back. I have a question for your Hobie expert. For us that have been staying home and gaining weight, what is the biggest capacity that you have? Do you have bigger seats? There's no way I'm going to fit in those seats now. And is there a kayak club we can join for us beginners?
Oh, that a kayak club would be fun. There are several in town that are fishing the lakes and stuff.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, they have little tournaments and things, and those guys are they're good guys.
They get after it.
Yeah, they do.
That's cool.
And Derwin Chang, one of our team guys, is in that San Diego club, and it's pretty fun. Yeah, just call the shop and we'll get you hooked up with the right number to call to find out about that. But Pro Angler 14 came out in probably 2011, and that is the big boy kayak. Mm-hmm. So comfortable, the seat like no other. Very adjustable.
I always loved hearing you and Pete talk about the stories of that seat being so comfortable that you'd go out for a pedal and catch a bunch of bass and pull up onto a beach to have lunch or something. You'd pull that thing out and use that as your beach chair because it was more comfy than anything else you're going to find.
Well, and just the tackle management, the way it moves in the water, the nimbleness, but yet it's a big kayak.
Right.
From the get-go, guys were coming in going, hey, finally made a kayak for me.
Yeah. How big of a guy can you be and be still being a kayak?
I don't know that we've actually tested that completely.
Well, you have Bart Hall in a kayak.
Bart Hall, I won $100 from Steve Pinard for getting Bart in a kayak at the pool.
Yeah.
That's good. That's and Bart's a big boy.
Bart's a big guy. Yeah, for sure. So it can be done.
It's
Pro Angler is for the big guy.
Pro Angler 14
there
all the way.
All right. That's cool. Thanks a lot for the call, Dennis. Appreciate that very much. You know, we have a very special guest here in the world headquarters here of Let's Talk Hookup, Jeff Mariani from Cedros Kayak Fishing. Hey, Jeff, go ahead and belly up to that mic there and share it with Ron. Good morning.
Good morning. Jeff. Good morning.
Hey,
how are you guys?
Thanks for having me. To see you. Huh?
Yes, had to come down and hear, you know.
Yeah. Well, when they talk kayaks, you got to be part of it,
yeah,
right?
I got my notepad. I'm taking notes.
Yeah. So give us an update of what's going on down at Cedros.
Yeah. So basically the funding has come in for the airport runway.
Oh, finally.
Great news.
Yeah, very good news. They got away from thinking they were going to try to resurface the whole thing to just doing like a patch job.
Okay.
So the work
is all that's necessary.
Pretty much. Didn't really need anything.
Yeah.
Needs bathrooms if it needs anything.
Yeah.
But our crew has been there working with the salt factory and the other guys on the island, trying
awesome.
To get it done, you know, just trying to do our part. Like, everyone's eager. We want to get back down there. So
do you think, now, your first trips with Cedros Kayak Fishing are in the spring, right?
We're going to try to do a couple halibut trips, but pretty much I'm shooting for my first trip with Chris, Memorial Day weekend.
Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah, that's kind of
right.
be our big kickoff.
And is there space available on that?
That's kind of like our family trip. But if someone wanted to join us and come on down, like, yeah, we would, you know, I don't think Chris or I would mind, you know, with that. So, yeah, we're, it's been 14 months since I've been home, basically, down there. So, really miss the guys, miss the island, and just glad they're over there. They're giving me daily updates now that they're over there and, you know, helping, you know, do the repairs and paint and clean up and stuff. So,
yeah, for sure.
Yeah, it's exciting. Exciting for everybody. You know, there's a lot of us that want to get back down there.
No kidding.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, great to have you. And
Thank you very much.
If you haven't already booked a trip, I know our first two trips that we're hosting are full. You have a lot of you already have trips on your website, right? Ready?
So, I've taken down the schedule.
I
like to talk to people. So, like, you know, if they go on the website or whatever, then they send me an email or just call me right away. And it gives me an opportunity to, you know, give them my shmeal, basically, and, you know, fit them in on a trip. Like, you know, there a lot of people go on the website. They might not be decided on anything yet. But once they call and talk to me, and then it helps them decide, and it helps me, like, fit them right into, like, an opening somewhere.
All right.
I like the one-on-one.
CedrosKayakFishing.com. You have your phone number on there.
Absolutely.
And what's your phone number?
760-412-2507. Call me anytime. I love just talking to Cedros, so even if you're traveling with someone else and you want some good info on what's going on down there, love to talk to you about the island always.
After a lost year, it's nice to hear some good news.
And
come back. I know, Ron Lane, you're ready to roll, right?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, you love that
trip. I miss that place so much.
And I mean,
where can you go? And it's like you're fishing with your crazy Uncle Jeff. you pull into his, like, mansion down there.
Yeah.
They close the doors. You eat great food. You got a garage that you can sit and get your tackle ready.
Yeah.
Then you pile your boats in a panga. And now the panga, the next morning, you jump in it, and they launch it, and they take the kayaks anywhere you want to go on the island.
Oh,
it's
so
pretty cool.
Sweet.
And it's such a beautiful, pristine island. The people there are so wonderful.
Oh, my neck gets sore just from rubbernecking.
Yeah.
You're driving along, you see a big old osprey up on top of the cliff, and naturally it's...
Oh, you're making me want to go there right now,
it's just like I miss it so much.
How about
and
that?
Calico fishing, like, cool.
That's what I was going to say. How about that big six-pounder that hasn't seen a weedless bait come by him in 14 months left?
Yeah. Well, that's going to be...
Nuts.
Oh, boy.
I was having one of those, you know, moments where I was roping calicos on swim baits. And Chris Minnick says, Ron, hey, come here, try this. And he gives me a stick bait. And I start throwing that thing. I could not keep calicos off of it. I've never seen anything like it. And I've been hooked on that bait ever since.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And then the other thing, too, is it's just the relaxation of the whole island feel there. When you're there, the plane flight down.
It's
everything
like
about it is really cool.
It's like nothing you've ever experienced.
Yeah.
And Jeff has done a particularly good job at keeping you protected.
Yeah.
You don't feel like you're exposed to anything you don't want to be.
He's got it dialed in.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. You get your own room. I mean, everything about his operation.
And I got to tell you, if there's dad sitting around trying to cultivate a plan to take your kids, your sons, or whatever, down to a place where it's going to be safe and really a kayak experience. This is a bucket list trip.
Yeah.
You got to check the bucket, check the dot,
Yeah.
I would call Jeff and just get on a trip with your family and just take over the whole compound.
Yeah.
That's what's so cool is you can tailor make it to whatever you want to do. If you're a hardcore fisher person and you want to be there from sunup to sundown, he'll do it. And if it's the opposite, if mom and the kid want a late start and a late breakfast, that's fine too. Whatever you want to come in the middle of the day for lunch, that's fine too. I mean, they'll just do whatever it is to make your trip perfect.
I couldn't agree more, and it's different. It's really different. It's something that you need to experience, yeah. And then you know what happens then. You go back every year.
You're going to go back.
The bucket list just turns into, well, this is what I do in June.
Yes, you guys just did that to me on the Shogun.
Totally.
Now
now you're hooked on long-range fishing. See, you go on a six-day on the Shogun, and now see what happens.
Hey,
huh?
Look, I'm already strategizing and gearing up. Everybody's grinning at me going, oh, another guy.
Yeah. All right. Well, hey, let's go ahead and jump in the phones, Rick.
You got it. Let's find out what's going on down south. We got the cast man standing by. Today, that catch report sponsored by Ann's and Knives, handcrafting knives in the USA for over three decades. Check out the Fish Pro series and the custom bluefin and yellowfin knives from Anza. They're made from high carbon steel, which holds a great edge, and they're easy to sharpen. Anza knives are the finest fillet knives ever produced. Anza also offers knives for law enforcement, military, and hunting. Check anzaknives.com for more details, or check out the Fish Pro series at Fisherman's Processing. We got the man, Richard Castaneda from Cast Tour, standing by. Buenos dias, Cast Man.
Buenos dias, boys. Hope everything's fine. You guys are COVID-free and everything's going well.
Everything is good.
Everything is good, buddy.
And then what's really good is we're back on the Mightier 1090.
Yeah, I know it. And thanks for letting me know the new number. I was getting ready to dial the old number, but that's good. Glad we can hear you on the radio, too. And then, of course, when we can't hear you on the radio, we can listen online. That's really that's a good deal.
That's right. So what's going on down in the Baja, Catsman?
Well, like I say, that's the only action I've got reports coming from is the southern Baja. Of course, Loreto this time of year, East Cape are getting blown out by that north wind during the winter. Those winds start mid-November and go through mid-March. So, but fishing still very good, especially the Wahoo this week. I got an email from Baja Bob there at La Playita. He indicated that this past week, I guess they had a heck of a Wahoo bite turn on at Punta Gordo. Reports are one commercial guy chummed up a bunch of Wahoo and caught 30. He said they weren't a lot of big ones, but, I mean, there's a lot of Wahoo there. And a Wahoo is a Wahoo, and all these people that have wanted to catch Wahoo, I mean, you catch a Wahoo, it doesn't matter if it's a 10-pounder or it's a 60-pounder. But Wahoo bite went off really good. Reports of another 350-pound cow being caught out there at the Gordo Banks. Rolling a live bonita, so and then the other fishing too, the Sierra along the beaches is going off real well. Tuna kind of really calmed down this past week. Not reports of any smaller tuna, but still some Dorado around. But the seems like from the way our bookings are going for Cabo, a lot of people are going. They're traveling. Like I mentioned before, when I was down there 2 weeks ago, they're really into the COVID thing down there and really taking, good precautions and social distancing and the mask wearing, the sanitation, and so forth. So it's really a good time to go, and good weather, temperature in the mid-80s. In the evening, it's a little cool, high 50s, but otherwise it's
sounds pretty appealing
fishing
to me.
Yeah, I can handle that.
Especially on a cold morning now. That sounds great. You're headed to Panama here this afternoon, right?
Yeah, tonight. I got a 11:40 stuff light out and get there tomorrow morning. And me and those red eyes, I don't do well with those sleep. So I'm going to be dragging tomorrow. And but otherwise, we're going to fly out to David on Monday morning. And they're going to pick us up on the boats. And we're head straight out to Montosa. I understand there's a good tuna bite going out there.
Sweet.
Go ahead, Pete.
That sounds fantastic, Cass, man. And then when are you going to be back in time to give us a report next Saturday?
I won't be back on Saturday. I get back late Saturday night, but Sunday morning, if we got time, I'll give you a call then.
All right. Sounds good. In the meantime, if somebody wants to book a trip, go to Mexico, Panama, wherever, Cast Tours does it. How do we get a hold of you?
800-593-6510 or on the web, casttours.com. And like I said, I'll try to get to you guys next week, and we'll go.
Sounds great.
Have Cass, a great man. Trip, Cass.
Yeah, we're envious. Right, have boy. A great time. And make sure Gary doesn't hurt you, okay?
Oh, God, no. No, yeah. No, no. The tuna right now are in that 50 to 80 and 90-pound range. And not
perfect.
Those 250.
Perfect. Yeah. All right.
Ideal.
Very good.
Ideal
have a great time, Cass, man. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right, boys.
When we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We got more of your phone calls. We got more catch reports. Lots of great stuff coming up. You stay tuned. Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
This is Captain Art Taylor of Searcher Sport Fishing. Celia and I would like to thank all of our great customers for helping celebrate Searcher's 50th anniversary. Our 2021 schedule is available now with more limited load trips. The Searcher has a great crew, fantastic food, a family atmosphere to make your fishing adventure complete. Book your trip online at SearcherSportFishing.com. That's SearcherSportFishing.com. Or call Celia at 619-226-2403.
Hey, it's time to talk about great gear from Shimano. And when we're talking kayaks, we're talking calicos, we're talking yellowtail, Tranks. It's yeah. got it all covered.
How do you not talk about the low-profile reel that was designed for saltwater fishing? You
right.
know, you're, let's face it, when you're in a kayak, you're a little more in the elements, and having a reel that has bearings that are meant for it, gearing that's meant for it, you know, able to handle the elements and handle the fish. You know, kayak fishing's not the same anymore. It's not just about catching
oh,
a spotty.
No.
You know, you need to have gear that's easy to fish, easy to cast, be able to fish a plastic, but still be able to handle a yellowtail or a school-sized tuna. And when
yeah.
you're talking that, it's Tranks.
I was talking to Corey Sandin yesterday about shallow water rock cod fishing on the Tranks, 200 or 300. You know, you put some Power Pro on there, especially the Max Quattro, and you can go deep or shallow and catch them with all the power you need with the Tranks.
No doubt about it.
Yeah, so check it out at your local Shimano dealer, the Tranks reel. Get it.
Situated between the Pacific Ocean and the Gulf of California, the state of Baja California Sur encompasses the southern half of the Baja Peninsula. The climate is perfect for fishing, boating, surfing, and diving, making Baja Sur a top destination for adventurers and thrill seekers. Rich in history, Loreto, the first capital of the Californias, is considered the first settlement in Baja Sur. Loreto is surrounded by tranquil turquoise waters and is known for its extraordinary marine life, whale watching, and of course, the finest sport fishing. So easy to get to and a favorite destination for families as well as hardcore anglers. Loreto is a short non-stop flight on Alaska Air from Los Angeles and on Volaris or Calafia Air from the newly renovated Tijuana Airport via the Cross Border Express. Check LoretoBCSTourism.com for more information and experience one of the great places in the world, right in our own backyard. Loreto in Baja Sur.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. Back on the Mightier 1090. Phone lines are packing up. Again, if you want to get through, 213-432-1090 or shoot us a text. Lots of great text piling
yeah.
up, too, on the Let's Talk Hookup app.
Yeah, I have a good one here from Chris in San Diego. He says, I live in an apartment, no garage, and no place to store a kayak. I'm concerned about keeping a kayak safe, secure place with personal access. Any ideas? Ron Lane?
Absolutely.
Yeah? You always have ideas.
Well, when Hobie came out with the I-11 a few years ago, that just was a game changer. Mm-hmm. The thing's fast. It might be one of the fastest kayaks we have. It weighs 35 pounds.
Yeah.
It goes in a bag. You can collapse it into the bag with rollers in 3.5 minutes.
Wow.
We got Hayden on a timer, you know, yeah. Made a little video of him blowing it up. Completely from bag to boat, 4.5 minutes.
And that's show up and blow up.
Show up and blow up.
Yeah.
And,
yeah. So that would be your idea, right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I-11.
And then...
So you can keep that in your trunk of your trunk of your car, in your closet.
And we had a guy show up in one of those little smart cars. And he says, I'll buy as many I-11s that'll fit in this car.
And how many fit?
One. He really had us going, man. We were trying to get two in there.
When you have an I-11 with all the gear, how much does it weigh? With the Mirage drive. Because it has a Mirage drive.
One of the boys flew... Took his I-11 to his. He had to go in the Midwest somewhere for summer, and it was his first year to have his license. He was so bummed he had to leave. But his mom got him an I-11, and they checked it in at the plane, so it was 50 pounds.
Wow.
The bag was 50 cool. pounds.
50 pounds.
So you can check it like luggage.
That's an alternative. Now, there's also, I know every year when we do our Islander kayak mothership trip, there's a gentleman, that I believe Dana, that comes on with his I-11 on the mothership trip.
He does.
And he just shows up and blows up and gets in the water and spends all day on it.
Right.
So it's a full-on kayak.
Well, and with the accessories... like fish finders and other, you can really outfit those things to be efficient little fishing machines.
Yeah.
I was just going to say that brings us up to another great text. This one was from Mark in La Quinta. He just said, good morning. I'll be fishing on the Islander mothership trip with my I-11. Should I arrive with the kayak inflated when I arrive to board the boat, or should I inflate the kayak once I'm on board the Islander? You guys have obviously done that trip a bunch of years in a row.
What do you think?
What's the right move?
I would definitely inflate it once you're on the boat.
Once you're on the boat.
Yeah, so easy.
Yeah.
It's just protected. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And when you get out there, or just like on the way out?
I would actually get it up on the bow and inflate it, you know, just have it up on the bow and inflate it when, you know, 4.5 minutes before you want to go in the water.
Exactly.
You know?
All right. Yeah, but you're always getting ready and stuff like that. But you know what? If you're on the trip, we'll work it out and be able to kind of guide you. Ron will be on the trip. And by the way, if you want to get on that trip, I believe there's only a handful of openings left, 5 or 6 openings
after
left.
After that last trip we had, I'm surprised that it's not full. Right.
Well, it's the end of June. And so we're at the end of June this year, right into July, actually. We float into the first day of July.
That's even better.
Yes, yeah. Can you imagine how good it's going to be out there, Clemente, on
goodness.
The kayak?
So
if you want to go with us on our website, letstalkhookup.com, and you can go there to the shop page, and you can actually purchase a ticket on the shop page at letstalkhookup.com. But that trip always sells out, so you better grab it while you can. Let's go ahead and jump back in the phones, Rick.
You got it, man. Well, they're packed up. Let's talk to Gary. Gary's calling us from Dana Point this morning. Hi, Gary. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. Jerry.
Hi, guys.
My bad. Hey, Jerry.
How you doing, guys?
Great. Nice to hear from you, Jerry.
Yeah, same here, Ron. The question I have is that you had mentioned or teased us about something big happening with Hobie in, I think it was April. Are you free to talk about that or not?
Oh, I wish.
It's coming, right? You tried to get full clearance from all the way from the top, didn't you?
Yeah, yeah.
And they said no.
Gosh, are you guys kidding me? You're talking. I can't not talk about it, but I can't talk about it.
But it's good, right?
No, something's coming, and all I can say is lighter.
Lighter.
Oh,
okay.
All right.
That's all. You can say that.
I'm authorized to say lighter.
Lighter. Okay.
I'm going, what?
All right.
I like
we
the
like
start
that.
To that.
All right, Jerry. You stay here. Stay tuned to Let's Talk Hookup. And did they give you any idea of when they're going to let us know?
No.
So we don't even know when we're going to find out.
I can't even find out I'm about to pop.
Yeah. I know. You don't keep secrets very well.
Well, yeah. Don't tell me. But it's this whole kayaking thing with Hobie has taken, the fishing world by surprise, and it's going to happen again.
Yeah.
And
this is a big deal.
And all I can say is lighter.
Yeah.
I like
it. Well, maybe we'll have to get Morgan and the Sea Samurai on the show, and maybe we can ease out of them a little bit.
Yeah, maybe we can twist their arms.
Yeah, because they actually work for Hobie, and they could, they're like
a less. No, they'll probably get any more.
I already.
Yeah, whatever.
Maybe.
You know the guys that hired them?
Yeah.
You twisted their arms.
And there's no twisting.
There's no twisting. All right. Hey, we'll let you know as soon as we know, Jerry. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Great call. Thank you.
Let's go ahead and jump back in the phones.
You got it, buddy. How about this time we talk to Cliff? Cliff's calling from Lakewood this morning. What's up, Cliff? Great to hear from you.
I just love it. You guys are back on 1090. I got my little AM Walkman and pick you up just great out here. Just love
fantastic.
It.
Fantastic.
Great, Cliff.
That's great news.
Yeah.
I recognize that voice.
I have a question for Ron. Hey, if this COVID gets over, are you going to bring back that Sunday thing where you used to have a lunch and get to try out your kayaks? That was a great deal.
Oh, I can't wait. The Fishing Mission was one of the core advertising programs we did because I got to go fishing every weekend and catch spotties and watch clients get on the boat and catch spotties in Mission Bay. I mean, it's just so fun. I had several clients look at me and go, man, this is a racket, Ron.
A dirty trick.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, this is fun. Now I got to buy one. I can't wait to start the Fishing Missions again. And speaking of Kevin Nakata, he was one of the first guides on that, and he kind of helped me get that going, and that's been absolutely an incredible program. Hobie then tried to duplicate it all around the country called First Cast. Uh-huh. And they have a full set program just like the ones we were doing here, and it works so well because a guy that's trying to figure out which do I want to get a kayak to fish? Which one would I get? He can just go fishing with us and figure it all out in one day. And then the price of the Fishing Mission comes right off the price of the boat. So what the heck?
Yeah. So when are we going to start seeing those again?
Well, as soon
kind
as
of
I...
post-COVID thing?
Yeah. I we can't do that.
Yeah.
And also, another really big thing that happened was we literally can't get enough product. I don't have any demo boats. I don't have any used boats.
Yeah.
I have nothing to use.
You need demo boats to do the Fishing Mission.
Like 20 of them, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. So let me ask you this, Ron. If you want to buy a kayak today, do you have kayaks for sale? I mean, are you in stock again?
No.
No.
But yeah.
But yes. Yes and no.
We have a few models. We also have a really easy thing to do is if you picked a model that we can't get right now, you just put $100 on it, and it's next one that comes in that color, we call you.
Yeah. All right.
And that's been working really well. Okay. There is quite a lag.
Yeah. But that's okay.
Yeah,
people
we'll
want
get
to get
there.
Out on the water. Yeah, that's the cool thing. It's like you can do it year-round, too.
Year-round, yeah.
Yeah, and here we are almost at the solstice, the winter solstice coming up here.
Well, I'll never...
And you still can get out on your kayak here
in
Southern California.
I'll never forget this day. My son was so... He was like, I can't figure out, should I go surfing or should I go fishing? And Jared was just tormented because he knew there was yellowtail. Out, home guard yellowtail in the middle of winter.
Yeah.
And I go, you're going fishing? The surf's good. And he goes, yeah, but it's not as big as it was. And I'm going to go out and get me a yellowtail. And he's wearing his snowboard jacket. It was so cold. That jacket was permanently ruined.
Had yellowtail slime on it?
Oh, yeah. They just slayed him. Him and Morgan.
Yeah. There you go. Well, hey, phones are packed. Let's jump into it.
You got it. Thanks, Cliff. How about this time we talk to Doug? Doug's calling us from Montebello this morning. Hi, Doug. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hi. I was wondering on a kayak, how much would it cost you to outfit it to put lights on there?
Like lights that you could just flip on?
Like running kind of light type things?
Yeah, like running light, navigation light.
Yeah, let's talk about that first. navigation lights, the port starboard light. I was talking with the Coast Guard, and they do not want us to put navigation lights on because
on a kayak,
because then we look like a skiff, and kayaks are not as maneuverable.
You're not a registered. You don't have to have CF numbers on a kayak,
right?
If you don't put a motor on it,
right? Yeah. And so
they're unregistered, so it's a different vessel,
right? So the rule, and I said, well, what is the rule? And I really want to know what the rule is. And all it is a flashlight at ready.
At ready. So you don't even have to have a permanently.
Right.
Permanent light, which if I were to go out at night, it's probably a good idea to put some type of a, you know, they sell, and you might sell them too, they sell these running lights on a pole, right?
Right.
That it's just a white light, like a flashlight on the end of a pole, right?
We have a couple different models, you bet.
There is such an industry of all the desert sand cars and everything that have a multitude of, you know, whips for your buggies and sand cars and bikes that would just be such a good thing for it. I mean, like,
we have them with reflective. Sure. They're flags with reflective tape, and the reflective tape is great because when a light hits it, you really see them. Plus, they have a light on the top. They have a strobe on the top if you're in, you know, traveling.
And you sell those at Fastlane?
Oh yeah, we've got lots of models.
You're
of those.
Fully equipped.
Boy, this Hobie catalog is amazing.
Yeah, they've got those in the Hobie catalog.
Yeah, I would. Anybody kayak fishing should come by the shop and get a Hobie catalog
free.
It's like you can source so many different things.
All right. Yeah. Doug, thanks a lot for the
great
phone.
Call.
Appreciate that, Doug. Thanks for the call.
All right, let's jump back into him again. We're going to talk to Mark. Mark's calling us from CNT this morning. Hi, Mark. Welcome to the show.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Great.
Hey, I got a question for Ron. I'm on the kayaks. Do you have a pulley system you can use for hoop nets?
I'm blanking on the company right now, but they make a little swivel for it, and it's pretty easy to install it.
Is it Scotty?
Yeah, Scotty. That's what it is. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Scotty. You just put a bracket on, and that thing will just clip right in. And that's a real easy add-on. But that's a good question. And hooping out of kayaks has been just growing like crazy. And the guys come by the store, and they tell me all these numbers that they've done this year, and I'm going, really?
I think it's such a great call because you're stealthy, you're quiet, getting in shallow as easy as you could be.
You can maneuver into spots that skiffs can't.
That's what I'm saying. And, you know, you're going solo, so you don't...
You only need seven.
Exactly. That's the biggest thing. Like, it is... Getting 7 is very doable. Getting 14 is a whole lot tougher. Getting 21, way tougher. You know what I mean? Like
that's a great point.
If you're hitting them right when they're crawling pretty good, you can usually make that 7 happen fairly easy in a short crawl. At least in a guy like me, whose experience level is not super high.
Yeah.
You know, there's some guys that kill it all the time. For me, I can hit that 7 no problem, maybe a few more, but getting 14 is a lot tougher. But you're out there in your kayak, you roll out through, you get the first window of the crawl, you get your 7, and you're paddling home again. I love the idea.
Five hoops stacked on a kayak, man. That's a lot of hoops.
No, but these guys are really creative.
They take
these PVC pipes and they make these little racks for the back of their kayak, and they work really well.
It works out.
Just don't go real high.
Don't go real high.
Center of effort changes.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, all right. Very good. Thanks a lot for the call.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Cook Up coming your way. Another full hour. We got more of your phone calls. We got more great info coming up. We got the catch report. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
It's a fact of life in Southern California, hard water. And if you have a pool, your tile shows it. Here comes San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning to the rescue. With their specialized equipment, SD Pool Tile Cleaning can safely remove the stubborn calcium deposits most pool owners struggle with. SD Pool Tile Cleaning can make your tile look bright and clean, almost like new again. High-pressure pool maintenance cleaning can damage grout, stone, and dislodge tiles. San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning uses a low-pressure media blasting technique to protect your pool surface from damage and yield fantastic results. So stop making excuses for your stained tiles on your pool. Make them look like new again with San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning. Check their website at sdpooltilecleaning.com and let their professional staff rejuvenate your pool tile. When it comes to professional swimming pool tile cleaning service, there's only one name you can trust. San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning. Check sdpooltilecleaning.com.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Rancho Leonero is very family-oriented. People have brought their children down, and now they're bringing their children. It's not unusual to have three generations of family at the hotel. Grandpa, dad, and normally sons, sometimes daughters. The families come back year after year, and it's a safe place for the kids. It's small, it's intimate, right on the water, 2 miles of beachfront. The water's very shallow in front. There's no currents to speak of, no waves. We have child care, $10 a day for a babysitter. Security is high at Rancho Leonero. It's really unnecessary, but it adds another comfort level. We really do encourage the families. It's a great place for family reunions, family get-togethers, weddings. We do it all. 1-800-646-2252. 646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. There's nowhere that I could think of to have the same atmosphere and the same experience that you get in Rancho Leonero. We love families.
Sport fishing, not just for dad anymore, thanks to the Dana Wharf's Kids Club. Dana Wharf Sport Fishing invites all anglers 12 and under to join the Kids Club today. Membership includes over $100 of really cool stuff, like 2 free fishing trips, whale watch trip, as well as a free Dana Wharf Kids Club hat or t-shirt. Log on to the website, DanaWharf.com, or visit them in Dana Point Harbor, the Bass Capital of the West, and only minutes from the 5 Freeway in Orange County.
Shimano has done it again. An amazing lever drag 2-speed reel at an affordable price. It's Speedmaster 2. The extremely durable, high-performance Speedmaster 2 with high maximum drag power and a smooth, ultra-wide range of drag adjustability is an absolute fish-fighting machine. Its rigid Hagani body prevents misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest loads. Plus, a spare drag cam is included for optimal use with monofilament lines. The Speedmaster is now available in 4 models, 12, 16, 20, and 25. This is the perfect reel for the angler looking for a powerful, lightweight, smooth casting reel for tuna or other powerful saltwater game fish at a more affordable price. Nothing in its class can match the Shimano Speedmaster 2, built to provide high-end performance and dependability in a compact, lightweight frame. Get the Shimano Speedmaster 2 lever drag reel at your local Shimano dealer. Check Shimano.com for all the details.
Your San Diego County Ford dealer knows that vehicles are not one size fits all. Looking for a truck to handle both work and play? The legendary F-150 has you covered with its military-grade aluminum alloy body and high-strength steel frame and smart technology, like the available Pro Trailer Backup Assist to help you back up your boat with the turn of a dial. Or do you need a vehicle that's ready for your next adventure? The Ford Ranger is standing by, so grab your gear and let's go! This adventure-ready truck has an available terrain management system that has 4 selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Is an SUV more your speed? No problem. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have those too. The 2020 Ford Explorer has been completely redesigned inside and out and has available third row power fold seats to easily accommodate more passengers or cargo and available twin panel moonroof to let the outdoors in. Visit buyfordnow.com to learn more or visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.